AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There were celebrations in Syria for the first Muslim Friday prayers since President Bashar Assad was ousted.
People sing a famous song that used to be sung by Abdel Basit Saud, who became an icon of the rebellion against Assad. The lyrics run, "Even in your home country, hell is paradise. Heaven, heaven, heaven. Oh, our home country, our home." At the rally, Doha al-Salman tells CAP, "We were oppressed. There was no freedom. No one was able to breathe. But now we have tranquility. Now we feel at peace." The vast crowds chant, "Proud Syria, no God but Allah." Al-Salman, who's with her husband, adds, "Of course it will change for the better, what we eat and drink, and our livelihood, God willing." The Friday prayers have a particular symbolism because in the early days of the anti-government uprising turned civil war in Syria in 2011, protests would start straight after worshippers left a mosque. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The woman who in 2006 falsely accused three Duke University lacrosse players of raping her admitted publicly for the first time she made up the story. Crystal Magnum, who is black, said in an interview with the Let's Talk with Kat podcast she made up a story that wasn't true. The former Duke players were declared innocent in 2007. An employee of the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee is on administrative leave. An AP report says one of the coaches is accused of sexually abusing a young biathlete, causing her so much distress that she attempted suicide. Others have stepped forward, including former biathlete Joan Wilder.
I feel a lot of relief in coming forward, honestly, and just putting it on the table. And the more we can talk about that, the more we can come up with ways to prevent it in the future.
The employee has not been identified. Stocks finished mixed. The Dow down 86 points. This is AP News. Jill Biden has a message for military kids for the annual Marine Corps Reserve's Toys for Tots campaign.
In a festive East Room, the First Lady said if they remember only one thing during the holidays.
You are loved.
By family and friends, teachers and classmates.
To the president and me.
And the best thing to do with all that love?
Share it with others who might really need it.
Of course, there are other holiday delights.
Colorful lights and hot chocolate and presents.
Hot chocolate!
And then.
Are you guys ready to get sorting?
Yeah.
All right.
It took fewer than 10 minutes for the toys donated by White House staff, from dolls to books and puzzles, to disappear into boxes. The Marine Corps Reserve says the Toys for Tots program delivered more than 25 million toys last year. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.